Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today I want to take just a few moments and read to you Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. I guarantee that this will touch your heart in a way that you may not be expecting. Listen as Paul, who has just revealed the mystery of the church, that is, that Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, just as the Jewish believers are. And in verse 14, he says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." It almost sounds like the close of the letter, but it's right in the middle of the book. Paul is praying that this great mystery of the church will be completely realized as both Ephesian Gentile Christians and Jewish believers and believers throughout the world would be united and truly be the body of Christ, one body, with one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. This is what Paul was urging, that we would be ready to receive. Not just receiving Jesus as our Savior, though that is where it all starts, but receiving others of like precious faith, no matter the origin. And by that I mean, if they come from Jewish backgrounds, knowing that the Old Testament taught that there would be a Messiah coming, or if they were Gentiles, like the Ephesians, or the Corinthians, or others who were not Jewish by birth or faith, but have come to realize that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, that his blood is sufficient to pay the price, no matter what the sin, no matter what the religious background, no matter what. The unity is found in our common need for a Savior, and in the one and only Savior, the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And of course, I speak of Jesus. Jesus, the Savior, the one who was crucified. He truly died, but he rose again the third day. His death verified, his burial place guarded, and his resurrection confirmed by hundreds of witnesses. This same Jesus is the Savior, not just of the Jews, certainly not just of the Gentiles, but for all who would call upon his name. And this same Savior wants to dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, and listen to this, what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul wanted us to know Jesus in every dimension of our lives. He wanted us to understand the scope of salvation. It is not too difficult for us to comprehend how wide, how long, how deep, and how high the love of God is for that love covers a multitude of sins, so that the vilest offender who truly believes will be just as clean on the inside as the faithful Jew who had waited for the coming of Messiah and recognized Jesus for who he was. I especially like how Paul closes this doxology, for he gives us to God by saying, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." There is no measuring God's love. There is no measuring what he can do in the lives of those who trust in him. But it is not for our glory. It is for his, through the church, by Christ Jesus. And Paul says here, world without end. And I might clarify, saying, for eternity. May God be glorified in us. For that to happen, you and I first need to know Jesus, and secondly, we need to submit to him as Lord of our lives, and let God be God, and let us serve our Savior. This is good teaching from God's Word, and I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.